Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome you to our show today. You're listening to Shauna Stallworth standing in for Coach Anna McCoy on Blog Talk Radio. And we have some exciting things ready for you or in store for you on today. We are so excited that you are joining us. And if you are just tuning in, we are here today all week or all month, rather. We've been talking about relationships and relationship building. We've had some awesome shows, and today we are going to be interviewing one of our very own women from Woman Act Now for her great achievements as Do It Girl of the Month, and we are excited about that. But before we encourage her or we invite her to the show, I just want to just freestyle just for a little bit. All month we've been talking about relationship building. And we have had some awesome shows. We started out talking about the Anna-isms of marriage, and those were some really good tips and some really good tools. If you didn't get an opportunity to see that show, then you want to try to visit our archives or go to our website at www.womanactnow.com, where you might be able to at least review the archives or sign up as a member, and you can do that for a 30-day free trial. And certainly be able to see all that we are doing at Woman Act Now, and you'll be able to see some of those archives for the show. And then we also had an opportunity to talk about dealing with difficult people, and that was an awesome topic as well, because in that particular topic we were able to at least coach people through as it relates to dealing with difficult people, and we all have challenges with them at different times in our lives. And it's real helpful in order to be able to know at least how to deal with them, how to talk to them. And you know what? Comparing those things to yourself to see if you yourself may be a difficult person, which in hopes I'm certain that you're not. So if you're just tuning in, we want to thank you for joining. You're listening to Shauna Stallworth. I'm standing in for Coach Anna McCoy on The Real McCoy or on Woman Act Now Radio. And we're excited that you've joined us on today. Listening to our radio program, we are so excited, and we got a lot of things in store for you. We will be interviewing shortly within our program one of our very own members of Woman Act Now, and that is Miss Daphne Adams, and she is our Do It Girl for the month, and we're excited that she is going to be joining us on today. And I want to encourage you, if you're not a member and you're listening to us in your cubicle or if you're driving in your car or wherever you may be, I want to encourage you to log on to our website at www.womanactnow.com to become a member. We are a women coaching organization where you can get the coaching that you need as it relates to helping you get through the execution gap, to bridge that gap from a thought to execution, so that you can be the very best that you have been called to be, that you are pursuing in life, that you can live your best life, and wherever you are and whatever you're doing, you might be able to do that in your lifestyle. So we want to encourage you, if you're not a member of Woman Act Now and you'd like to become a member and see what we keep talking about when we say this name, Woman Act Now, and we might refer to Coach Anna's book, which has been our training tool for last year, and we often refer to it, and we don't want you to miss out. So before we go to commercial, I just want to encourage you to visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. Click on Join a Member. You can join for a 30-day free trial so that you might be able to hear, see, and know all that we're doing at Woman Act Now.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Ooh,
and now,
lady.
you're just joining us, I want to thank you for joining us again. You're listening to Woman at Now Radio. I am your host, Shauna Stallworth, standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. And we are so excited. Today we are going to be interviewing one of our very own women on the move, as we call them. She is our Do It Girl for the Month, Miss Daphne Adams, and she is out of Atlanta, Georgia. She is has a lot of awesome things going for her, and we're going to invite her to the call not too long from now, just so that she can share with us all that she is doing there in the Atlanta area, as well as how she's coaching women or sharing with women all that she is and everything that she's doing and how they can achieve their dreams and visions. And I'm sure she has a lot of valuable insight for us. And I just want to encourage you that if you'd like to call into the show on today, if you are in our chat room currently and you want to call into the show, if you have comments or if you want to share something, if we open it up for questions, you can do so. And that number is 718-664-6402. And we'll invite you to the call. So I am just so excited we have Miss Daphne here to join us on today, and I want to invite her to the call so that she can share with you all that she is doing within the beautiful state of Atlanta, Georgia. So we're going to invite you, Daphne, to the call today. Welcome to the call, Daphne. Are you there?
I am. Hello, Shauna.
Hey, Daphne. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. Really excited. Thank you.
Oh, well, good. You know what? Well, we're excited. We're so excited that, you know what? You came to the top of the list this month, girl. You were the cream of the crop. The doer.
All right.
This month. Yes, and you know what? Daphne is such a special person. I had an opportunity to meet Daphne personally when she came here to the good state of Texas, and we were together doing it was the God's Leading Ladies Conference, right?
It was.
And you know, and Daphne and Deshaun, they are just special, special people, great people. You want to get to know them if you're in the Atlanta area. And if you're not, I'm certain that she has a website that she will share with you that you can get to know her virtually, because she is a woman that you'll want to be connected with. And I just couldn't wait to get her on the phone so that you guys could experience what I had an opportunity to experience personally. You'll at least get an opportunity to experience that over the airwaves on today. So, again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and I'm your host, Shauna Stallworth, standing in for Coach Anna McCoy. And now we're going to be interviewing Miss Daphne Adams. So, Daphne, I know you're on the line, girl. And you know
I'm here.
I just want to talk to you for a moment. Tell us what's going on in the good state of Atlanta.
In Atlanta, well, we got some sunshine today. That's good. I know. A lot of us have been experiencing the snow, which we normally don't have. We've had that for a couple of weeks, but we have some sunshine today, so that's a good thing.
Okay, you know, it is a good thing, because you know what? Here in the state of Texas right now, we don't know what the weather's going to be like from day to day.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And I truly enjoyed my time that I spent there, and I'm looking forward to come back again and spending some time with you and Coach Anna.
Oh, you know what? I'm looking forward to it, too, Daphne. We can go get some more of that good old candy apple.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wasn't that good?
Yes, girl. You know, it's so funny. I've made it a point. That's my new favorite friend.
Oh, wow.
There, girl, that little shop. I can't get enough of that little shop. Now, Daphne, you know what? I'm interested to know. Now, I know you are over a woman's organization.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us a little bit about that. Share with our listeners about your organization.
Okay. I'm actually one of the founders of an organization here in Atlanta called Elite Women Today, and it was founded by myself and Deshaun Underwood, and it was birthed basically to connect, promote, and empower women. We actually provide an atmosphere for women to come. It's a safe haven where you can come and share your ideas, be encouraged, be empowered, really like Woman Act Now. So we've seen a lot of transformation in the lives of the women. We meet monthly. We normally have a speaker that, you know, shares some wisdom with our participants, and then afterwards we normally take time and we network. But most importantly, like you discussed a little earlier, Shauna, our main focus is building relationships.
Oh, that's good. And you know what? And that is so. It's key.
especially when you're out there and you're trying to move forward in purpose and you're building your business, or you have this God-sized idea, and sometimes you just don't know, you know, the right relationships to partner with. Individuals or organizations like Elite Women, it's a valuable asset to be able to have in your arsenal, especially when you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us. You know what, you said some key things here. You know, you're speaking the language of Woman Act now when you say connect, promote, and empower. Talk to us, how valuable are those things to you?
Oh, those three things are really invaluable. Connecting, first of all, we provide an atmosphere for like-minded women to come to. And we not only want women to connect as they see each other face-to-face, but we seek to even connect deeper where we connect each other from heart to heart. And then we move to the promoting part, where it's not just a setting or atmosphere where you're coming to see what you can get, but most importantly, coming to see what you can give, or who you can help, or who you can encourage. Or as you're moving up, we have something we call the sister grip, where you're actually reaching for another sister's hand and pulling her up as you move up as well. And then empowering, not only just in the setting or in the atmosphere that's provided or the function, but also taking whatever you learn back to your group, or to people that you can touch, or people that are in your garden, so to speak, that you touch on a daily basis.
Oh, girl, that's good. You know what? Now, how long has the organization been in existence?
Since 2008, the end of 2008.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really good. And you know what? Now, what type of change or transformation have you seen in your ladies since you guys started?
Well, initially, and we always want transparency. Initially, we had some ladies who didn't come to the first event, and we talked to them later. We try and do follow-ups, and they mentioned that they've been to women's organizations, and they're kind of all the same, and they just kind of had their mindset on what a woman's organization is, or what a woman's organization is about. And we finally got them to come out, and they saw a different side to what women can do and what women can be and what women can accomplish once we let our guards down, so to speak, and we share and we're authentic and we focus and we move forward together. So we've seen a lot of connections happen, like at the events, where people may have had goals and dreams in their heart, and they feel free enough to actually verbalize them and speak them out. And then there's maybe another sister who's like, you know, I've been wanting to do that, or I've tried to do that. And in that instance, in that moment, they'll form a bond and say, let's get together and work on that. So we've seen women actually connect and move forward in things that they were trying to do individually, and they actually move forward corporately and bring, you know, conferences and different things to pass that they had been working on, you know, individually, or had in their hearts individually for years, but they connected with someone else who, you know, also believed and encouraged, and they put what they had together and made it manifest. So it's really exciting when you can see that happen.
Oh, girl, that's good. You know, when you begin to think about it, isn't it a beautiful thing? When, like you said, you begin to see those dreams materialize, things
mm-hmm.
that may have been laying dormant for so long that they just
mm-hmm.
didn't think that they would be able to accomplish at all.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to one of our coaches before the call, and she was saying, you know what, I don't know where the gap is, but there is a gap somewhere that causes us, as we get older, it seems like, to stop dreaming. There's
mm-hmm.
a place on the inside of you that causes you just to stop dreaming. You know, and
mm-hmm.
when you think about it, and I was sharing with her, I said, yeah, I said, but you know what? I said, I don't know, you know, as you get older, or when you're younger, you know, they encourage imaginative thought, or Coach Anna would say dreaming. They encourage that when they
mm-hmm.
talk to you and they ask you to bring your parents to work, and then they bring your parents to school, that we're going to have career day or teacher or parent day, where they can come and talk about what they are and what they do, and then they begin to tell you, you know what, you can do this, You can be whatever you want to be. You can be the president of the United States if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in between, something happens that causes us to stop dreaming. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. I think a lot of times life itself and experiences we may have really kind of robs us of our dreams. And we get to a point where we think where we are is our reality.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of put our dreams behind us and they're dormant and we don't even really think about them anymore. And even if we do, we don't give ourselves permission to actually act on them.
Yeah, that's good. Now, when you say that's good, you say give yourself permission to act on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you believe? You know, when you think about it, what do you believe holds a woman back? What would make someone think that they don't have permission to act on their dream?
Right off, the first thing I can think of is fear. Maybe fear of a failure or fear of not having or feeling like you don't have what it takes to bring the dream to pass, or thinking maybe even like you're saying, because when we get older, thinking that we waited too late and the time has passed for it.
That's good. And you know what? It is so true. And you know what? One of the things I know that Coach talks about in her book and that we often talk about within the organization is what fear is. And fear is just simply false evidence appearing real. That means
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have anything to do with who you are, where you are now. It's just assuming, it's causing you to assume that this is it. This is it for you. You can't go any further. There is nothing else beyond this point. After you have climbed the ladder of the corporate ladder and have been able to promote as possibly as high as you can, after that, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you often seem, I don't know now, for your organization, you know, you often see individuals, they are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they still have a lot of life ahead of them, even if they do retire young or if they retire old. Would you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree. And I think there's different seasons as we discover ourselves at different ages, you know, it kind of awakens different things in us.
Yes, yes, it absolutely does. Because you know what? One of the things is when you're young, you're trying to discover, you're trying to figure out, okay, now what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And you may get involved in someone else's dream, but that may not be anything that has anything to do with yours.
That's true.
And so what, and when you start doing, and then, you know, as you begin to climb up that corporate ladder, then what happens? Whatever that was laying on the inside of you that you may have thought about when you were a child, that you really thought you could do it,
mm-hmm.
but now life says, get a job. Life says, this is the way. And I'm not, you know, and when you think about it, you can sometimes discover yourself climbing the corporate ladder as well.
That's true. I definitely agree with that.
You know, you just have to often be open to whatever is going to bring that out of you. I think it's a beautiful thing when you start seeing and you see organizations like Elite Women and Woman Act Now that, you know, they're concerned about you, and that's what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Woman Act Now, I mean, to me, Woman Act Now for me is like a godsend. I mean, it's made a tremendous difference in my life. And I'm just really thankful for you and for Coach and for all that you guys do to help us, you know, live out our dreams and manifest and execute on our dreams and what we say that we want to do and what we feel God has placed within us, you know, to actually deposit into other people and to also deposit even into the earth, because I believe we each have a specific, you know, purpose.
Well, thank you for that. You know what? I can certainly agree with you. Now, you talk about purpose. Now, talk to me. What is that word to you? Talk to me about that. How valuable? What are your, give us your thoughts on purpose. What is that to you?
To me, purpose is the reason I was born, basically. I believe that, you know, we're each individually created for something different or to bring something different to the world or to the earth, and finding that is our purpose, and actually living it out is, you know, to me, it's like manifesting our destiny while we're actually here.
That's good. And you know what? You said something in our earlier conversation. You said that you guys have something that you call Sister Grip.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you come up with that?
It just kind of came to us. And we actually have like a caricature of a lady where she's like stepping up. There's no stairs, but she's reaching back. And we were like, that's a sister grip, because we each should be pulling someone else up with us as we have our other hand extending out, because someone's pulling us up as well.
Oh, that's good, girl. Now, how have the ladies responded to that?
Awesomely, actually, because I really believe people are looking for that. People are looking for opportunities to be authentic. People are looking for opportunities to be encouraged. And more so than that, I really believe that people actually are looking for opportunities to help other people.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I can certainly agree with that. Because you know what? The more that we continue to go about the actions or the day-to-day activity for Woman Act Now, we see more and more ladies that have had a dream and a passion, just like yourself and Deshaun, to help other women see what has been on the inside of them all along, those
mm-hmm.
dreams and those visions, those things that need to be birthed. We see other women that for so long have had a passion to either coach or to help someone else along the way. Everybody, you know, a lot of women want to do it, but it's just interesting how you keep it for so long, and then when you see that it can be done, you're moving on it, which is a good thing. But it's interesting
mm-hmm.
to see that, you know what, at the end of the day, like you said, I believe we're all looking for help, and we all want to help somebody just like we have been helped too. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Now, you know what? You said another word that mirrors a lot of things. And it's, you know what? It's a beautiful thing, Daphne, and I'm enjoying talking to you today, because what you guys are doing, it's so it mirrors what the organization Woman Act Now is about. And you know what? I know if Coach were here, she would say that she's honored to be able to hear what you guys are doing. And you know what? To see, I believe, would probably have some small influence on what you're doing, and it's a beautiful thing, because you're moving, you're doing it, and you're helping others to achieve it. I believe it's so beautiful. I just wanted to put that plug in, because I think you're awesome.
Well, thank you. I think you all are awesome as well.
Well, now, I'm going to get back to this, because I just was talking about it. You talked a little bit about authentic self, and we've talked about that several times within Woman Act Now. But share with us, when you share with your ladies, what do you share with them regarding being your authentic self?
Well, it's actually getting to know yourself from the inside out. Who are you? What are your values? What's important to you? And then seeing how you can actually increase those gifts and talents and values.
You're absolutely right, girl. You know what? I agree with that. Because you know what? Oftentimes what we, you know, you see on the television is constantly, or media is constantly
mm-hmm.
trying to put pictures in front of you of who you think you are, who they believe you ought to try to be like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even when you're little, it starts when you're young. You know, you see the beautiful models, and they might be a size 2.
Yeah.
And they got all this long, flowing hair and these gorgeous eyes, these flawless skin. And, you know, you see that when you're young. And I can only speak from a woman's perspective, because I'm not a man.
Mm-hmm.
when you think about that, I know for women, that's, you know, you see those images from the time you're able to recognize them up until, you know, you may have, you know, go on to meet the Lord. And when you think about that, if you never stop for a moment to say, you know what, some of those pictures may be airbrushed, her skin may not really look like that.
Exactly.
She may not really be a size 2.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, those may not be her eyes, and that might not even be her hair.
Mm-hmm.
So what is wrong with me, or is there anything wrong with me at all?
And I agree, Sean. I think, too, as women, I mean, we're always trying to, a lot of times, trying to recreate ourselves or live up to the image that we're being fed, versus actually finding out who we actually are and who we were born to be.
Yes, that's key, who we were born to be. And you know what, when you think about that, there's nothing, who you were born to be, no one else can be that person.
No one.
No one else can be that person. How awesome is that? That no one else can be your authentic you but you.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you have so much uniqueness, so much, you know, so much, just you, so much, so many beautiful things that are locked up or stored on the inside of you, so that you can bring all of you to the world and give it all away. Share everything that you are with the world, because they will never have another you here ever again.
You're right. That's good.
And by coming into knowing who your authentic self is, being that person inside and out, you know what? Your core values, that allows, you know, that makes who your authentic self is. When you talk about your character and you talk about your branding and just who you are, and Coach Anna talks about those things in her book, but when you just begin to make those things, that is valuable for you when you begin to see the value of what that really is according to who you are, then you know that you really have something special to give to the world. And when you start talking about the principles that you were talking about earlier on connecting and promoting and to empower women to be the very best that they've been called to be. And in Coach Anna's book, we talk about being a God-sized dreamer, bigger than what you can actually do with your hands, means that there is something on the inside of you that's greater than what you can possibly fathom or possibly imagine. And if you don't get to know who you are, if you're disencouraged about being your authentic self, what that particular thing is, what that idea is, what that vision, that dream is, the world will never know it. But my goodness, when you can connect with an organization like Elite Women and Woman Act Now, and you can partner with women who are encouraging you, girl, get to know who you are. Find out what your authentic self is. Find out what your brand is. Find out what's on the inside of you, Daphne. Would you agree with that?
I definitely agree. And if you don't mind, Shauna, I would just like to say, anyone out there that doesn't have the book Woman Act Now, if you're truly committed to being all you were created to be, you really, that needs to be a book that you pick up today. I mean, because it's just awesome. And for me, it's not a book that you can just read and put down. It's actually, to me, it's a resource that you'll go back to, you know, day in and day out, or month in and month out, because you're trying to perfect that person that you were created to be.
Oh, and you know what? And I agree with you, Daphne. I don't mind you saying that at all. You know what? And I thank you on Coach Anna's behalf and the behalf of the organization. And I didn't pay her to do it, y'all. Girl, listen.
Purely from experience.
Yes, honey. Look, you and me both, because when you begin to think about those words, what they are doing is they're saying, you know what? Look, honey. You got something. You got something great, and the world needs it. So be willing to let us experience it, too. Don't hold that in. Don't take it to the grave with you. Let that come out. Let your ideas, Coach Anna, she always says, let your dreams live. Let them come alive so that the world can hear, see, and taste what you got, girl, because it's something great.
All right, I like that.
All right. Well, Daphne, I am enjoying talking to you, and I want to thank you for joining us on today. Before we continue our conversation, we have one caller, and I want to invite that caller to the line. I'm going to open up the line here. Caller, are you there? Are you there? Hello, I'm inviting you to the line. Unfortunately, I can't see your number. But if you wanted to, if you have a comment or a question on today, are you there on the line, caller? Let me see. Open another line up here. All right. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Coach Leslie. Shauna, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I am great. Hi, Daphne.
Hello, Coach Leslie. How are you?
I'm great. Congratulations. Do it, girl.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's such an honor. And I have to thank all the Woman Act Now members, too, because a lot of us connect and we keep each other encouraged. So I just want to send a shout out and say thank you, guys. You're loved and appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome. I was just enjoying the conversation. I was over here getting motivated. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. So I was just enjoying the show. I just wanted to chime in and say, you guys are doing a fantabulous job. And if nobody else is getting encouraged, I'm getting encouraged.
Oh, well, thank you, Coach Leslie.
Well, thank you.
All right. So I think we have another caller. Let's see. So I'm going to open the line up here. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm good. This is Madonna. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are
Hello.
You, Madonna?
It's a great conversation you guys have going on today. It's really exciting and enlightening that people and women care about other women. That's a nice thing, because when I grew up, the women was just the opposite. Used to fight and hate on each other and wanted to bring each other down. So this is a positive thing, and I love to hear it.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Madonna.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
All right. So you have been listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and I am your host, Shauna Stallworth, standing in for Coach Anna, and you've certainly been listening to, I can say, my co-host for today, but she is our guest. She is our do-it girl for the month of February, and that is Miss Daphne Adams, and we are so excited that she has joined us on the show on today. And I am going to go to a quick commercial, and right after this commercial, we'll be right back with more with Daphne Adams from Elite Women.
You know you need to get control of your finances, but like many people, you probably don't know where to start. That's why Anna McCoy and her husband Richmond have created a plan of action they call Building Generational Wealth. This easy-to-follow workbook contains step-by-step instructions that will enable you to understand and act to secure your financial future. You'll learn how to determine your net worth, reduce debt, manage your money, and even plan for retirement. Seize your financial future today. To order, simply visit annamccoy.com.
All right, listeners, welcome back. You're listening to the Woman Act Now Radio. This is Shauna Stallworth. I am your host, standing in for Coach Anna McCoy, and I have been talking to Miss Daphne Adams from Elite Women, and she's been sharing some awesome things, ladies, as it relates to your dreams and visions. She is in the Atlanta area. And I just want to let you know that if you are looking for a woman's organization or just a place where you can connect, where your dreams can live and your visions can come alive, I want you to know that Elite Women is there for you. You're going to hear from one of the founders of that great organization. You're going to hear more from her as we continue our conversation on today. And I just want to let you know that she's going to have an opportunity to share with you where how you can get in touch with her. If you're there, you want to do that, because I know you got some great things on the inside of you, and we want to see them come alive, don't we, Daphne?
We do, we do.
All right, now, Daphne, tell us what do you guys have coming up the pike? Do you have any events coming up or your next meeting?
Well, yeah, actually we do. We actually have an event coming up this Saturday from 11 to 1. It's at Pascal's.
Uh-huh.
In Castleberry Hills, and we're actually going to receive some wisdom from Dr. Katrina Mallory. She's the vice president of AIU University here in Atlanta, so she's actually going to be sharing with the women this Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, she
yeah,
now, what
so
is...
we're really looking.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying we're really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's good. Now, do you guys meet once a month?
We meet once a month, normally four Saturdays. We call them Four Saturday Connects. So we normally meet the fourth Saturday of each month, normally from 11 to 1.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Now, I know you guys have a website.
We do.
Okay, you want to share that with our listeners?
Oh, sure, sure. It's www.elitewomentoday.com. And also, if I could, Shauna, we actually just premiered our online magazine, too, and that's www.yourbestyoumagazine.com.
Okay, and do you also have a link to your magazine on your website as well?
We do.
Okay, so give us those again.
The website is www.elitewomentoday.com. And the other website is www.yourbestyoumagazine.com.
Okie dokie. Yourbestyoumagazine.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, ladies, you heard it first here, Miss Daphne Adams, the founder of Elite Women Today. And you can reach out to her at www.elitewomentoday.com. And they've also just launched their website, or not their website, but their magazine. And that is at www.yourbestyoumagazine.com. Is that right, Daphne?
That's correct.
All right. So, Daphne, now talk to me a little bit as it relates to your future goals for Elite Women.
Well, our future goals for Elite Women, we are actually looking to have like a multimedia branch that will include our magazine as well as the online community for women in business as well as women that write articles.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be called Women in the Loop. And can I share about April?
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. And we're truly, truly excited because in April we'll be actually assisting in the launch of the Atlanta Woman Act Now chapter. So we're really excited about that as well. I know. It's too exciting.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies. I know Miss Daphne, she got a lot going on out there, so you want to get involved in all that she is doing. Now, Daphne, you know what? We talked a lot about some of the principles as it relates to Elite Women. We talked about how it got started and how long you guys have been there, and you gave us information. But you know what? I want to know about it. Now, I feel like I probably know your mission, but some of our ladies may have just joined in on the call. Talk to us. What is the mission of Elite Women?
Well, it's to provide an opportunity for women to come together, an atmosphere for them to receive resources as well as support one another.
That's good. And that's
mm-hmm.
a valuable thing, especially when you're trying to achieve your God-sized, as we talked about earlier, ideas and promote your visions and your dreams. You know what? It's really important to be able to connect. And, you know, we talked about that word earlier as well. I was talking to a business partner of mine earlier today, and we were talking about networking. And, you know, so oftentimes, Coach Anna, we've talked about it on several shows. We've talked about how, you know, there's a bad taste in your mouth sometimes. I don't know about you, but when you start talking about networking, you know, some of that whole nervousness of just what it's about, because you don't really know
yeah.
what to expect. You don't really know if people are going to receive you. And you said a lot of things earlier about giving to others. You want people to know that you are coming giving. And we talk
mm-hmm.
about that when we talk about connect working. It's not networking for us, but it's connect working. And at the end of the day, if you have a mindset to where you're networking, which is what I was talking about with the business partner earlier, you know, we start talking about it, and you really don't want to have anything to do with networking because
mm-hmm.
you don't feel like you really have made a true connection. Do you think that, Daphne?
I definitely agree with that, Shauna, because to me, what you're saying, connecting or connect working, it actually surpasses networking because you're actually, to me, you're actually forming a relationship, and it's not just about what can I get this time or for this moment or whatever. It's about actually building a relationship, which I think in the long run will, you know, build a stronger contact and a stronger business partnership if it, you know, should result in that.
You know, it is so true, girl, because I'm telling you, we're all out here and we're all putting our feet to the grind. We're all, all you know, with the vision in mind to have the next Fortune 500 company or the next company that, you know, that is well established. We all want, you know, we want to make it. And what we don't stop to consider sometimes is what we talked about earlier, is that we allow fear to keep us from being able to really connect with others, to really sit down and say, you know what, let me just listen and see what I can do for you. And in seeing what I can do for you, that's going to let me know how what I have is going to be valuable in your life, in your business, what you're, you know, what you're doing, so that we can make this a long-time relationship. Because you know what, Daphne, it's one thing I believe I spoke when I first met you. I said, you know what, I've made friends for life. I said, I'm going to know y'all for a long time. Everything, I said, when I get to doing, you know, when I get to doing this, I said, I got some family in Atlanta, and I got some family over here. Do you remember that, Daphne?
I remember, and we were like, you sure do.
I said, that's because I felt like we made a true connection. But you imagine the women out there, if they didn't have organizations like Elite Women, you know, like what you ladies are doing there in Atlanta, imagine how they would feel when they walked into a room if they did not have the opportunity to experience connect working opposed to networking. And how stumped they would be in their business simply because of that whole, you know, that whole cringe we get on the inside, because we just really don't know how we're going to be received and how people are going to take what we have to give. So you know what? I just want to encourage you today. I think you ladies are doing some awesome things. I am loving what I'm hearing as it relates to the similarities and the visions and what you guys are doing, because it lets us know that the organization is on the right road, that this is a season where women can come to the forefront. And I know Coach Anna talked about that in her book as well, when she met with a couple of individuals that endorsed the book, and she began to ask them questions, and it's in the book as well, as it relates to where women are and how they see women. And the response was, you know what, I believe women are on the move. I believe that they're in position to where they can be at the forefront. We just have to believe and connect with like-minded individuals like you and like Daphne and like a Deshaun and like a WomanAct Now and a Coach Anna and all of her team members, like these organizations and the women that begin to join these organizations. We can't leave them out, can we, Daphne?
No, we definitely can't do that. We all need to move forward together.
Because they begin to flourish. As we're doing this, we're walking through these gaps or these areas together, as we often say on our conversations with Coach, which is one of our calls on WomanAct Now. We often say, you know what, in coaching each other through the execution gap, we are walking through this process together. And I don't know about, and I'm certain, Daphne, that you may be in agreement with me, but would you believe that, you know what, you can look women in the face now and let them know, sweetheart, you are not alone.
Exactly.
So you are not alone. We experience the same trials. We have to triumph over the same battles. And you know what? And we experience sometimes the same victory. So do not feel that you are alone. Because we are here. Aren't we here, Daphne?
We're here. We are here.
That's right. And we are so eager to be able to see all that you've been purposed to be. So if you are listening to us today, if you're just tuning in, I am Shauna Stallworth. I'm standing in for your host, Coach Anna McCoy, and you're listening to WomanAct Now Radio. You've been talking to myself as well as our guest for the hour, and that is Miss Daphne Adams. She is the founder of Elite Women Today. It's an awesome women's organization in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And Daphne, one more time, why don't you give our listeners and our listeners your information so that they can get in touch with you?
Sure. Our website is www.elitewomentoday.com, and our online magazine website is yourbestyoumagazine.com.
All right. Thank you for that, Daphne. Now, Daphne, I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
what do you feel, and we may have hit on this somewhat earlier, but what do you feel may be the most challenging step for a woman as it relates to her dreams and visions? I know we talked about fear, but outside of that, what do you believe that her most challenging thing is?
I would say actually executing and accomplishing.
Okay. And that's
yeah, good. Because
go ahead.
Yeah, executing and accomplishing. No, I was just going to say because, you know, I've been able to, especially with having the support, because although, you know, I'm one of the founders of Elite Women, and I assist women in doing that, I also need someone to assist me, you know, in the goals and dreams that God has given me. So I know with a lot of the principles and the coaching and the mentoring I received through Woman Act Now, I've seen the difference. I've always had like strategic plans and goals and execute it, but I haven't actually accomplished to the level that I am at this moment.
Mm. And you know what, Daphne, that when you begin to accomplish, how did it feel?
Awesome. it actually to, and this is for me personally, it gives me more confidence to continue to go after all that I feel that's been placed within my heart. It gives me more confidence to move forward and to stay in action, so to speak, and not be so passive it just gives me more confidence to stay in action and gives me more drive to keep moving forward.
You know what? That's good, girl, because you know what? I could concur with that because it and the same thing, but you know what? Also, when I hear other women like yourself and they're accomplishing their goals,
mm-hmm.
And I know we're all hearing the same message, and I see how you're moving, it encourages me to keep moving that much more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, at the end of the day, I want to see you achieve, and I want to
mm-hmm.
achieve too. But seeing you
mm-hmm.
achieve lets me know that I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It continues
mm-hmm.
to put that in front of me. You know what, you can do this. You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm talking to you. If you're watching me over the internet, you can do this.
You can. You can do it.
Yes, you can. You know what, Daphne, when you talk about, we talked about earlier about promoting yourself, and how would you encourage a woman in reference to promoting herself? How would you encourage her? What would you say?
I would say get to know who you are and get to know who you were created to be, and know yourself intimately, what your values are, where you draw the line, where your boundaries are. I think that's the most important thing, because once you get the foundation for that, then you're comfortable. Really, I think in mostly any setting, or you'll be more comfortable than you would be if you were constantly trying to, you know, blend in or change yourself here or there. If you get comfortable with who you are and who you were created to be and what you have to offer, like you said earlier, Shauna, we all have something different. And when I'm offering that one or two or three or however many things, and you're doing the same that God has given each of us, I mean, we're at the top of our game at that moment,
mm-hmm.
because nobody's going to be able to do that thing or those things the way we are.
Yes, you are absolutely right, Daphne. And you know what, and when you begin to allow yourself to when you begin to reveal yourself to the world,
that's good. I like what? That reveal yourself.
Yeah, girl, it just came down. I said it. The other one came, I said, ooh, that was Holy Spirit. I got to give him credit, you know. I said, woo, okay, that felt good. Okay, but I'm coming back. When you begin to reveal yourself to the world, you know what? You begin to see the value that he saw all along.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing. So, Daphne, I just want to thank you for joining us on today. Before we go, I want you to encourage our listeners on today, and I want you to speak to the woman. I want you to speak to the elite woman. And I want you to let her know what you have to give, and then I want you to share with them again how they can reach you so that they can get it.
Okay. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You've been endowed with things that your fellow sister doesn't have, and she the same. There are things that were placed within you. You were thought of and crafted and formed before you even came to the earth. And you need to know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, that all your dreams and goals can come to fruition if you just put your heart and mind in it and think on it. Know that you can do it. Get in Woman Act Now or Elite Women or some organization that's actually going to help you birth those dreams to fruition. You know, you're probably pregnant with a lot of goals and a lot of dreams, and you just need a Woman Act Now or Elite Woman that's going to be that midwife to you to help you birth that thing in the earth. We should go out. We should die empty. Shauna had mentioned earlier about us leaving everything in the earth. We should die empty. We should leave those things in the earth that we were sent here to leave. And one thing that I always think about is if I'm not moving in my goals and dreams or moving in what I was created to be, who am I hindering? There's someone else in your circle or that watches you. It could be your children or your husband. There's someone else that's waiting for you to move so they can be free to move, so that they can be, as Shauna just stated, revealed to the world. So I encourage you today to contact Woman Act Now, or if you're in the Atlanta area, to get in contact with us at www.elitewomentoday.com. I encourage you, and I believe in you.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Daphne. So you have been listening to Woman Act Now Radio, and we have been interviewing one of our awesome, awesome members on today, Miss Daphne Adams. She is our Do It Girl for the month. So, Miss Daphne, we celebrate you for all that you are doing. We celebrate Elite Women today, and we know that it will grow, it will flourish, and it will be one of the leading women organizations among the nations that will allow women to come, to thrive, and to be the very best that they've been called to be. So I want to encourage you ladies to continue to listen to us. We'll be here every Thursday talking to you and bringing you the very best as it relates to building you and being your best for your dreams, visions, and ideas. This is Woman Act Now Radio. Visit our website at www.womanactnow.com. And if you haven't purchased Coach Anna's new book, Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, Live Your Dream, do it today by visiting Amazon.com or any bookseller near you. Know that you're loved and appreciated on today, and I'm so excited. We'll see you here next Thursday, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time for Woman Act Now Radio. Thank you, Daphne, for joining us today.
Thank you, Shauna. It was an honor. Thank you.
Something wonderful inside of me. keep on talking, talking. I gotta be somebody, and for my baby, I'm going up as fast as I can. I gotta make life better.